السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته الى يوم الدين. Brothers who are far away, please come forward, inshallah. Come forward, there is more barakah. There is more ajr if you come closer. Unless you have an excuse. If you don't have any excuse, inshallah, please come forward. We need to show our need to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that Allah gives. So, and we are all in need of reminders. And we are all in need of the teachings of the Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So by sitting together, we show our humbleness and we show our need. As we have the holiday period, for many people, this is end of a year and beginning of new year. Although we have Hijri new year, and this is Gregorian New Year, but for the purpose of, you know, many of the official dealings, business transactions, etc., this is a New Year. There is no harm. This is the time when people reflect and when people make plans. And this is the difference between insan and other hayawanat, human being and other animals. Human being, Allah Azza wa Jal has given him ability to think. Other animals, they also have ability to think, but not as much as human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given aql to human being. And because of this aql, you see a young boy, he can actually lead a big elephant. You will have a giant elephant and a young boy can actually lead him. Well, this elephant is bigger. He is bigger in size, bigger in weight, and perhaps bigger in strength as well. But a young child can actually control him. This is because of aql. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given human being so much aql that Allah Azza wa Jal himself has subjugated the entire creation to the human being. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْ. Allah Azza wa Jal has subjected all that is in heavens and all that is in the earth for the human being. And that's why we see you can have giant mountains and human being can actually crack the mountains, smash the mountains, make tunnels inside the mountains. You'll have vast oceans and human being is able to cross, you know, Atlantics. This is the beauty of the gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is aql. And one of the benefits of this aql is reflection. Reflection, tadabbur, is basically we go through experience, whatever it might be, positive, negative, experience with business, at home, in the community, with ourselves. And once we have gone through experience, then we take time and we see ourselves, what happened, how it happened, why it happened, could it have happened differently, could it have been something other than what I have expected. So you have so many questions and you try to answer those questions. Obviously the past cannot be changed. the past, khalas, what is gone is gone. It can never come back, and it can never change. But the benefit of tadabbur and the benefit of tafakkur and the beauty of reflection is that we learn from our experience. And we see this, you know, in day-to-day lives. If a person, you know, is not able to fix something, okay, we'll try, and then he will say, no, it's not working this way, let me try it this way. And then he knows that this way must work. People who want to improve their lives, they must reflect. You cannot keep walking and walking and walking and come to a dead end. That is not the way forward. 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, 60 years. Halas, life is gone. We cannot wait to come to a dead end. We have to take breaks and we have to take pause and reflect. How is it going? What is happening with me? What is happening with my deen? Where do I stand in my deen? Am I satisfied with my own self? Am I satisfied? Forget about other people. Myself. Am I satisfied with my own deen? If I want to pray salah regularly in the future, well, what is stopping me from doing that now? If I want to recite the Quran on a regular basis in the future, inshallah, one day I will start reciting the Quran. What is stopping me from doing that now? Reflection is important, because through this we change our behavior and we change ourselves. Allah Azza wa Jal has very beautiful system in place, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day we have day comes and the day ends. Night comes, night ends. We have new day starts. Why we have this change of day and nights? There is a reason. There is a wisdom. So that we consider every day a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in the creations of the heaven, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and in the rotation of the day and night, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. In the rotation of day and night, there are signs from Allah Azza wa Jalla, لآيات. For those who have understanding, people who want to understand, there are signs from Allah Azza wa Jal that every day is a new day, every day is new life, every day is a new gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And every day is a new challenge as well. So when the new day comes, we can have new hopes. When the new day comes, we can have new aspirations. When the new day comes, we can try to do better than what we have done yesterday. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to consider waking up from sleep, he used to consider it coming back to life. When we go to sleep, as if we are dead. Because sleep is sister of death. Sleep, naum, sister of death. Allahu yatawaffa al-anfus hina mawtiha wallati lam tamut fi manamiha. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he takes the souls away when the souls die. And Allah also takes the souls away which did not die when they sleep. When we sleep, our soul is away. Obviously, this is a very interesting topic and a very, you know, wide topic, big topic. But we can easily feel, when we sleep, don't we go around? You are sleeping in Chicago, but actually you are visiting India, you are visiting, I don't know, Nigeria or Bangladesh or Pakistan. You are sleeping in Chicago. The body did not travel. The body is here. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to consider waking up from sleep having new life. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana. Ahyana ba'dama amatana. He gave us life after he gave us death. Subhanallah. So every day we have this circulation, rotation of life and death. Every day. Why? This is to remind that one day this rotation will come to an end. And then وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ, we shall return to him. We shall return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there is a difference between going to Allah Azza wa Jal prepared, I am going to Allah Azza wa Jal unprepared. Going back to Allah Azza wa Jal is hatmi, is certain, nobody can stop. There is no cure for death. Everybody has to go. But some people, they prepare and they are satisfied with themselves, satisfied with their lives, satisfied with what they have achieved and what they have done for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutmainna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Oh, the soul which is satisfied, mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki, return to your Lord. The bushra, the good news will be given. Return to your Lord. Radiyatan mardiyya, you are pleased and you have received the pleasure. Yani Allah is happy and you are also happy. Both are happy, both parties are happy. The guest and the host, both are happy. So some people, they go to Allah Azza wa Jal like that. There is a famous story. It might be true. There was a shop for selling perfumes. I don't know if you have visited a dedicated shop for selling perfumes, you will see, you will have bottles of perfumes, big bottles of perfumes. You can see the perfume, but obviously he's not going to give you the big bottle, he's going to give you a small one. So from the big bottle, the perfume is transferred into a small, and then you have it. So you have so many bottles of so many sizes, and it looks nice. You know, because of the glass, when you have lights, when you have reflection, bright, beautiful. So the shopkeeper, he was sorting out his shop. A stranger came and he was looking at these bottles. The shopkeeper is, you know, puzzled. Who is this person? What does he want? Why is he looking at my shop? Why is he looking at all those bottles? So he asked him, what are you looking at? Because if he is a customer, he would ask, you know, you have this perfume, you have that perfume, I want this much, I want that much. He said, I'm just trying to figure out how your soul will depart all these bottles. I'm just trying to figure out, when you die, how your soul will come out of all these bottles. He said, what do you mean? Well, your soul is attached in all these bottles. Big one, small one, minor one, middle one. Because dunya gets into the heart. Right? Our heart is attached in so many places. Unfortunately. So many things we are very much attached to. So, I'm just trying to figure out how your soul will depart all these bottles. He said, I don't know. Then this, the shopkeeper or the owner of the shop, he asked this stranger, okay, what about you? You are asking me, what about you? How your soul will depart? He said, do you want to see? He said, yeah, tell me. He just lied down. This stranger just lied down on the stairs. He lied down on the stairs and he stretched his hands. Right? He closed his eyes. Khalas. He was gone. So this person, he just lied down, he stretched his hands, closed his eyes, and he is gone. The shopkeeper, he closed the shop. And he left. He left so that he can find out how you can die so peacefully. How you can die as you want. Then that person became Sheikh Fariduddin Attar, rahmatullahi alayh. Attar, somebody who sells a perfume. So the point I'm trying to make is that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us the benefit and the beauty of aql, and one of the main functions of the aql is to do muhasaba of ourselves, that we examine ourselves. And when we do examine ourselves, inshallah we can correct ourselves and also we can make plans for our better future. May Allah Azza wa Jalla give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.